Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Maseches Menachos. We are on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We're up to right smack in the middle of Rabba. There was a stira in Reb Shimon. In the first Brisa, Reb Shimon seemed to say that there's no lishma by a mincha at all. In the second Brisa, he said there is lishma by a mincha. How do you reconcile that stira? How do you resolve that stira? So Rabbi explained as follows. Rabbi explained that, what was Rabbi's explanation? Rabbi said, one second. Yeah, let me just remind myself what Rabbi said. So Rabbi said it's not a kasha. The first brisa that said that Reb Shimon doesn't hold from Lashma was talking about where you made him where Shini Kodesh. He said the wrong kli. No one cares about that. And Khan, in the second Mishnah, when Reb Shimon said it's a big problem, it was Shini Bailam. He had the wrong guy. So now the Gemara says like this. Elamei, and what was the issue? What was the reason? The reason was because when it's Shili Bailim, your thoughts and your actions could be the same. Right? One, you have a wrong thought by a Kli, but then you have a thought Kli A, but you're bringing Kli B. So Kli B is, you're bringing Kli B. Your Maisim are Mochiach that your thoughts were wrong. Right. Your Maisim demonstrate, my own thoughts are crazy thoughts. But the Maisim, I'm doing this. So therefore it's kosher. But I have the wrong guy in mind. My Maisim don't reveal that. Thank you. Therefore, it's Shini Bailim, and therefore it's a problem. So what do you see from Shimon? Anytime your Maisim demonstrates that what you're doing is something that we could determine what you're doing, then we don't care about your thoughts. They have crazy thoughts. So what? You're doing the right thing. You're doing this. So I think I'm going to spend a half a page on this. Elamayata, if that's true, Simon, Ola, Malak, Mitzah, Chatas Ha'ov, Kachay Kachim, Kachay Kalim. Elamata, Olas Ha'ov, in Olas Ha'ov, which belongs above the red line, right? Olas Ha'ov, which belongs above the red line, Shemalka, that you did Malika, Lemaila, above the red line, Mishum Chatas Ha'ov, but you had a mind, it should be a Chatas. That should be Tirtse. That should work as an Ola. Why? Because your Maisa shows you're doing an Ola. I had a Chatas thought in your head, so who cares? If that's how Reb Shimon plays this, right? If that's how Reb Shimon holds, then who cares what kind of thought you had? At the end of the day, you did the right thing.
So there's no such thing as
people. We'll get to that. So, Maisa your actions demonstrate the Ola of he. There was an Ola to Ov. The E, Chatas Ha'ov, Hay Lamata Havale Lemevedle. It should have been below. So there, right? So why on Daf Samach Vav and Zvachim does Reb Shimon say that it doesn't work? It should work. So the Gemara says, "Adu Chatas Ha'ov L'mayla Milesia." But can't you do a Chatas Ha'ov on top also? You could. Did Damar Mar Malika B'chol Makom Mitzbeach Kshira? Malika could do anywhere. Okay, so you got out of the question on Malika. Now the Gemara is going to ask the next question, but. About pressing, exactly. Olas Ha'ov, Shemitah, Olas Ha'ov, that mitzah is done. Mitzah means you press the bird against the Mizbeach, and then the blood goes down the wall, right? Olas Ha'ov, Shemitah, Dama, Lamaila, L'shem Chatas Ha'ov. You did that on top, above the red line. L'shem Chatas should work as an Ola. I had a thought for a Chatas. Who cares what you thought? You did the right thing for an Ola. Maisim mochichin the olas ha'ov he. Your maisim show it's an ola. Why? The e chadas ha'ov he lemata havelil lemeved of lehazah. It should have been done below, right? Right. So Rashi just says, yeah, okay, no. So Umri. So Rashi says, look at Umri. Umri inchi. People will say vaday chatas he. No, it's a chatas. The hach mitui. And what's going on with this mitzui? The basar hazahu. It's after hazah. The hide the avilei lemaila hachikamar. In other words, a chatas ha'ov just had a chat. Okay, I didn't want to read that Rashi, I have to read it. What? Chatas ha'ov has two things done with a bird. It's hazah and also mitzui. Ola only has mitzui. So chatas has an extra step, chatas ha'ov, and ola ha'ov only has one step. So, Omri, people are going to say, Dilma mitzui basar hazahu. It's the mitzui that you did the hazah already. And where was the hazah done? Below the red line, like a chatas is supposed to be done. Aye, what's going on up here? Why are you doing a mitzui up here? The Amar Mar, mitzui dameha, b'chol makom mizbeach k'shera. The mitzui you can do whatever you want. The hazah you can't do whatever you want. So where was the hazah done? Below the red line. Why is doing mitzui above the red line? No, that's not usher. So the point is that your ma'isim are not mochiach, that your thoughts are wrong. So therefore, Rav Shimon would agree it's a problem. That's the end of the war, end of the story. Got that? When does Rav Shimon say that a wrong thought doesn't matter? Shlol l'shma. When does he say that? Only when your ma'isim show you're doing the right thing. But there's no other way out. But by here, you did the mitzui above, l'shem chatas. Yeah, that could be fine. People are going to look and say, that could be fine. He did the hazah below. Okay. Chatas ha'ov. Next question. Chatas ha'ov. Shehiz adama lamata. L'shem olas. Now we have the exact opposite question. Chatas ha'ov. That you did below the red line. L'shem olas ha'ov. Tirtzeh should work as a chatas. Why should it work as a chatas? Because the ma'aseh mochichin aled the chatas ha'ofu. Because your action show it's a chatas. Why? Because you're below the red line. Ah, you thought it's an ola. Who cares what you thought? Right? The e ola to ov, we, because if it's ola to ov, lamaila havi ovid lay. It should have been done above. Umitui havi ovid lay. And it should have had mitui. So the Gemara says, Hachinami, you're right. You're right. Says Rav Shimon, you're right about that. Really, it should be good. Ella, so we said before, lefisha ein hamenachos domos lezvachim. We were talking about menachos and zvachim. Ka'amar. I'm not talking about ofos. You're right. You're right, though. It would be good. Why would it be good? Because your ma'is is mochiach. But I wasn't talking about ofos. I'm not talking about birds. I'm only talking about carbonos and.
Well, that same line the other way around.
What do you mean?
It's like you're not comparing it to an ofos. You can't compare it to a carbon either.
No, he made a statement before.
Correct. He made a statement just like one to the other.
Right, but not ofos. I didn't mention that. You're right. An oaf would be good because mice is mochiach that it's with an ola. Because otherwise, why are you doing it below the... mice is mochiach, it's a chatas. I had an ola foot in your head, so who cares about that? I would agree with that, says Rav Shimon. Why? I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I wasn't talking about ofos, I'm not talking about that. But in a chame, I would agree with you. Okay. Now, what did we just say? That he only was talking about kabanos and menachos. That what? That if the mice is mochiach, then it should be good. I had a wrong thought. Who cares about your thought? Your mice is mochiach. Right? That's what we're saying. So now the Gemara is going to ask 10 questions about kabanos. Number one. Kachim, sheshachton b'tzafon, l'shem kachay kalim. If you shech kachim, l'shem kachay kalim, in the tzafon, lirtu. That should work. Now it doesn't. But it should. Why should it work? Maisei mochichin alehen. Because your maisei shows the kodesh kachim ninu. It's kodesh kachim. Why? The kachay kalim, but darm have a little evid love, have a ovid lake. If it's kachay kalim, it should have been done in the darom. That's the Gemara's answer. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Ey, my darm rachmana, af bedarom. You can do it even in the darom. Right? Bedarom v'lo b'tzafon miyamar. Did we ever say that? Only in the Durham? Never said that. Ditnan, we learned. Right? Shechitasan b'chol makom b'azara. Where did we learn that? In Perkei Zimakoman. It could be anywhere. Next question. The opposite case. Kachay kalim, sheshachton b'Durham, if you shech kachay kalim in the Durham, l'shem kachay kachim, having in mind kachay kachim, that doesn't work. But lirtu, it should work. You know why? Masei mochichin aleihem, because your actions show the kachakalim ninu. It's kachakalim. Why? Because you're in the darom. to eat kachay kachim, but tafan havali avad lay. If you're doing kachay kachim, it has to be in the north. So you had a kachay kachim thought? Who cares? At the end of the day, you did the ma'aseh right. Amri, so he said, no. Listen to his answer. Amri said like this, no. People are going to look and they're going to think like this. What did he do? He did kachay kalim in the Darom, l'shem kachay kachim. We want that to work. No, it doesn't work. Yemaisis mochiach, says the Gemara, no. Omri, kachay kachim ninu. It was really kachay kachim. Umi abrahu de avad. The shachet le bedarom. But he made a mistake and he shachted it in the darom. That doesn't work. Since the mice is not mochiach, it's not good. You hear what the Gemara, we hear what he answered? Really, you wanted to say kachay kachim. Why you shachted in the darom then? Because you botch up where you are. You made a mistake. So therefore it's wrong. What? No, that's why it's not good. We wanted to say it's good because your mice is mochiach. No, your mice is not mochiach at all. Maybe you wanted to shech the kachay kalim. Maybe you wanted to shech the kachay kachim. So what are you doing in the Durham? You're in the wrong place. So therefore, your mice is not mochiach that you did the right thing. You did the wrong thing. You did the wrong thing, so it's no good. Rishon would agree with that. It's not a kasha on Rav Shimon at all. The kasha is now the next question. Ihachi. If so, this is a very hard question. Very hard answer. Say the same thing by the minchas. Right? What did we say? You wanted to bring mincha A, but you brought mincha, you had in mind to bring mincha A, but you brought mincha B. So what do we say? Well, you obviously did mincha B. So I don't care about your thought for mincha A. Now we'll say the same thing. No, I really wanted to bring mincha A. Why did I bring a pan of mincha B? Because I don't know what I was doing. Because I made a mistake. We say the same mistake by Dorum and Tzafon. Say the same thing. I made a mistake. Why are we letting that go? Why are we saying that's good? It should be no good.
That defines the whole thing.
Demar's going to give a similar answer like that.
You keep answering that question.
What do you mean?
That's the same problem.
Ihachi, machavas l'shem marcheshes nami. A machavas l'shem marcheshes should also be no good because your mice is not mochiach. Why? Because you made a mistake. Why? The ka kamit lay le marcheshes. You did kmitza as if it was a marcheshes. Amar, hai be marcheshes nadar? You made a neder to bring a marcheshes. V'had de maisli machavas. And you brought a machavas? De marcheshes he, uma abrahu v'abav, I see machavas. You made a mistake. You brought the wrong pan. Why do we say you might as mochiach, you did the right thing? Just the opposite. You did the wrong thing. Okay? What? It's not a question of matir neder. You did the wrong thing. So what do we do now? Rav Shimon had a halacha. Well, listen, if your mice is mochiach, that you're doing A, even though you thought about B, it's good. Only he said that. Now we're saying, what do you mean it's good? Why is it good? Because your mice is mochiach, that you did the right thing. Now I say, maybe you did the wrong thing. Your mice is not mochiach anything. You did the wrong thing. You took out the wrong pan off the shelf. Right? So why is Rav Shimon saying it's not puzzle? By carbon he says it is. By carbon he agreed. Why are you shechting, because it's not malchiyach, you shechting the carbon, the kachay kalim in the darom, l'shem kachay kachim, it's no good. Why? Because really you want to shech kachay kachim, but you made a mistake. So to over here, you have the wrong pan. Why do we say no? You have the right pan and your thought's no good. Just the opposite. You have the wrong pan. You shechting, you brought the wrong pan.
It says, I don't know the answer. Does it make a difficult pan it is?
So, what?
The pan doesn't, it's not a kachay kachim and kachay kalim thing. The pan is, I wanted this pan, I got another pan. So what? Either way, it's the same pan.
So the Gemara is going to give basically that answer. Hasam, over there, over where? Hasam, over there, when you bring a machavas, l'shem marcheshes, ki nami, the marcheshes nadar. Yes, you brought a neder to bring a marcheshes. However, ki maisilah b'machavas, when you bring a machavas havya, it becomes a machavas. In other words, it doesn't matter what you said. I want to bring, like, Mufti's right. What's the different kind of pan it is? The only differences were how the mincha ended up looking afterwards. Because if it's a deep pan, so the oil goes to all these different cooking issues.
Well, it's a formula thing.
It's a formula, right. It's nothing to do with the carbon to Hashem. It had nothing to do with what you wanted to give, your donation, whatever. None of that mattered. All it was, how much oil was put in, how did it look after it was baked, right? The kmitza is the same. There's a kmitza taken off a flour, that's put into a separate kli, that's burnt. Now, what's with the leftovers, which you're allowed to eat? The kohen can for sure eat it. So how did they bake it? Well, what kind of pan is it? That's the only nafkamina. So if you bring the wrong pan, you wanted to bring a marcheses. Why? Ah, you like marcheses cake. You wanted to bring a marcheses. And the kohen, you pulled out the wrong pan. Machabas. So you know what? It's not like kachay kachim and kachay kalim, which are so different, that if you have the wrong one in mind, you botch it up. No. So it became the one you won your bid. It became a machabas. It turned into a machabas. Why? Because what's the difference? Kidetnan. Ha'omer. If someone says, Harei alai machabas. I want to bring a machabas. Behavi marcheses. He brings a marcheses. Or, marcheses, behavi machabas. He wants to bring a marcheses, and he brings a machabas. Masha hevi hevi. Whatever he brought, v'yedei nidro, lo yatza. But your nether is not good, you have to bring another one. The point is, it's not, it's good. It's good. Right?
Good for what?
What? You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it.
But if you have to bring another one, what good is it?
But by the kachi kachi and kachi kalam, it was no good. It was not even a carbon. Because you had the wrong machshava. Here, it's good. It's 100%. Go eat it. Enjoy it. Oh, yeah, you have to be, happens to be, you have to bring another one because you didn't satisfy your obligation. That's okay. But at least you see from here that mincha is different than karbanos. Okay. The dilma may be that, again, why did Rav Shimon say it's good? Because someone looking at this will look that it's good. Right? That's the reason. I see a person doing X, Y, Z. I don't care what he's thinking. He's doing good. Everything he's doing is right. That's his reason. So if that's his reason, the dilma, Amar, if someone said Amar, if the Baal said Zu Lahavi, right, I want to bring this one, the Machavas, the Hevi B'Machashas, right? No. The dilma, Amar, Zu lahavi b'machavas v'hevi b'marcheshes kiditnan. Like we're going to learn in 100 pages from now. Zu lahavi machavas v'hevi b'marcheshes, or zu b'marcheshes v'hevi b'machavas hareze psula. It's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Why is it puzzle when you say zu? Because you're much more specific. Rashi says v'dilma zu amar klomar. Akati lo minkara. It's not minkara. It's not obvious from his actions what he's doing. Why? Disavri kushtika amar. No, he's telling the truth. Dilashum marcheshes nadar. He wanted to bring a marcheshes. Umi aver avar v'aisi v'machavas. And you brought the wrong pan. Ay, tika amarta, but you said, kivet aisi machavas, machavas. It turns into a machavas, because you said, who cares? Right? Ikalamar lohi. No. The dilma mincha zu avi b'marcheshes. Amar. The sula matzil shnei l'machavas. Then he can't switch. Then we can't say who cares. We do care. Because he said the word zu. So the Gemara answers, right? The Gemara answers, l'rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, hachanami. You're right. You are right. That would be a problem. But however, l'rab Shimon, but this whole Gemara is in Rav Shimon's world. Shimon's not a problem. Kiven the Amar Rav Shimon af de nidro yata, they even yotzi your neder. Alma, what do you see? Kiviyasa demana v'lav klumhi. It doesn't make a difference about the kli. It doesn't make a difference according to Rav Shimon. Lo shna Amar zu, lo shna Amar alai. It doesn't make a difference. According to him, it makes no difference at all. The mice is mochiach, that he's doing something right. It becomes good. Yotze is chiyuv. He wants said zu. Shimon doesn't care about that. So therefore, Rabba's answer is still firm. That's why it is good according to Rabbi Shimon, because it's a case of shini kodesh. Shini kodesh doesn't make a difference. Okay. Elamayata, but according to this, yeah. What do you mean?
What happened if you do the mitzvah for him also doesn't matter? Mm. The mitzvah is on a different place?
Excellent. So Rashi answers your question. So Rashi says, Lo shna amar alai, lo shna amar arezu. Hilkach. Therefore, says Rashi, ki aisi machavas, machavas have. When you bring a machavas, it turns into a machavas. Ah, you said zu? He doesn't care. It's a machshava d'minkara, meaning his actions beat his thoughts, right? Aval gabei zvachim, but by a carbon, say the same thing, right? Ikel meimar mi'abar avar v'shechtinu b'daro. He shechted it in the wrong place. Right? As we said, that's how we got this question off the ground. How can he shecht it? Kachi kalim in Dorom. L'shem kachi kachim. It's no good. Since it's no good. Why is it no good? Why is it no good? Because he said he made a mistake. Right. Maybe he made a mistake. Why don't we say the same thing by Mincha? Because by Mincha, Rabbi Shimon doesn't care about mistakes.
There's a major difference.
Yeah?
It doesn't work there.
What?
It doesn't work there. That's the difference. The carbon doesn't work
there. Right. Exactly.
It's not the same.
Exactly. Yeah. So, correct. Now Rashi asks what you wanted to ask Marcel. V'kasha gabi chatos ha'ov. What about a chatos ha'ov? What about a chatos ha'ov? Lishni le'hachi. Let's say the same thing. The Savri, Olas Ha'ov, who really was an Olas Ha'ov, Umi Aver Avar, and put it in the wrong place. Why don't we just say that? But so by a Kacha Kachim, you don't say such a thing. Right? But what about by an Oaf? Why, he said it's okay, an Oaf. Because people will see, oh, that you're allowed to do. What do you mean? Is it in the wrong place? We said, oh no, your thought was on the Olas Ha'ov, right? Or Chatos Ha'ov, whatever it was. And it's really mutter there. Why don't we say the opposite? Why don't we say he did it in the wrong place? Why don't we say that? Halekah l'neimar, you can't say that.
Isn't it, when it during the carbon, the reason why we put it where we put it is because it's a pasuk, no?
What?
The reason where we shecht it where we shecht it is because of the pasuk.
Yeah.
There's no pasuk on where you're doing it in lines and not lines.
Well, I don't know how we forgot about how we looked all that out. What one's above, one's below. I don't remember. Halekah l'neimar, see, it's something. So Rashi says, there's a to trey isuri lo machzikin and le. We're not going to say this for two isurim. What two isurim? So Rashi says chad the avod le hazah. First of all, you did hazah, but od the ka'avod le lamata, and you did it in the wrong place. So there's a hazah thing also. So for two wrongs, we're not going to say oh it's ma'aseh mochiach. For one wrong, we will. So by then Tosfos says you only have one wrong. Here. You have two wrongs here also. Okay, so that's sort of what you were asking. Okay, yeah.
So
we're going to ask similar questions.
El
Meata, Ola sheshachat l'shem chatos. If an Ola shechted l'shem chatos, it's no good, right? It's no good. Tirtzu, it should be good. Why should it be good? Because the high zacher behind the keva, an Ola is a zacher, and a chatos has to be in a keva. So what do you, people are going to look and say, he thought about chatos? Okay, what he thought about it? It's a female. It's a male. An Ola has to be a male. So you thought it's a chatos? It's ridiculous. L'maisa, you're bringing a male. So the Gemara says, no. Kivin de ikas se'ir nasi. No, this is se'ir of a nasi, the zachar who, lo yada, lo yadia. It's not so clear. Maybe somebody's going to watch and say, ooh, the melech made a mistake. He's bringing over here a chatos, right? So therefore, it's not minkara. It's not clear what he's doing. Therefore, it's puzzle. So Amar l'shem chatos yochid ma'ikal emar. What do you mean? He announced on the bullhorn, okay, we're bringing the chatos for individual people now. The melech already finished today. Regular people, come forward. So people are like, what's he doing? He had a thought for an ola? L'shem chatos, whatever. It's a different gender. So Gemara says, v'su, also, chatos yochid, the other way around. A chatos yochid sheshachta l'shem ola tirtza. The opposite should also be true. The chatos nekev of ola zachar. So why isn't that good? It's obvious what he's doing. Why is it obvious? Because it's a different gender. I had a wrong thought. Who cares about his thought? So Gemara answers, Mechasya ba'alya. The tail covers over. You don't know what gender it is. How do you know? What are you, a zoologist? You know when they bring an animal if it's a male or a female. How do you know?
Most people knew that.
Yeah. Most people knew? So Gemara is going to say, I didn't know. Hatina checha da'asi kivsa. If you bring a keves, a sheep, I see, Michael Lemaymar, doesn't have a tail. So what are you going to say about that? Or the tail so small that you can see whether gender it is? So the Gemara says, Ella ben zecharm lena kevas lava daita de inchi. People don't focus on that. People are not staring at that. What kind of gender is it? What kind of animal is that? People don't do that. Therefore, it's not minkara what it was, and therefore it's puzzle. Because people don't focus on that. Next question, very similar question. Pesach sheshachtu l'shem asham. A Pesach that's brought for l'shem asham. that's no good, right? Literally, it should be good. The high, a Pesach is ben shana. The Pesach is 1 year old. The high, an ashram is ben shtayim. Has to be 2 years old. So what do you mean? But what do you mean people are going to think? What do you mean it's puzzle because they have the wrong thought? It's obviously the Pesach. It's only 1 year old. It can't be an ashram. Ah, you thought it's an ashram? It can't be. It can't be. Look at what you thought. It can't be. It's obvious it's an... So Gemara says, no. Kiva de'ik ashram naziv ashram mitzora. Since it's an ashram naziv ashram mitzora, which can be brought at that age, lo pitzikale. We didn't want to say a straight rule because it's not 100% true, this rule. Because by ashram mitzora, you can mess it up with a Pesach. Amar l'shem asham gezelos l'shem asham meilos ma'ikal emar. But if you say straight out, I'm bringing it for an asham meilos, which has to be 2 years old, so you can't mess that up with a Pesach. It's impossible. So obviously, and so it should be good. So why is it no good? V'su asham gezelos asham meilos sheshachta l'shem Pesach there too. The opposite should work. If you shechted that thinking it's a Pesach, it should work. It doesn't work, but it should work. You know why? The Pesach ben shana v'heni ben shtei shanim. One's 1 year old, one's 2 years old. So the Gemara gives an obvious answer, Ela ben shana, la ben shtei shanim, lavadai to the inchi. Who knows the difference of the age of an animal? Right. Nobody knows that. The ikalim ben shana, the Mexican ben shtayim. You have a 1 year old, looks like 2 years old. Thicker ben shtayim, the Mexican ben shana. You have a 2 year old, looks like a 1 year old. Since it's not so clear, it's not so clear. Therefore, it's not minkara, and therefore it doesn't work. Okay? Whoa. Next. Seir sheshachta l'shum asham lirtu. A seir that shechted for an asham lirtu should work. Now a seir, it's supposed to be for a chatas. It shechted for an asham, it should work. It should work. Why? It should work. The high temer, because an asham has to be from wool, meaning a sheep. The high and a seir has to be seir from a goat. So it's obvious. What do you mean they're going to think it's the wrong? Yeah, the wrong thought. But lemaisa, you're bringing the right animal. So the Gemara says, no. Army people are going to say, dichra ukma hu. It was a ram that you already sheared it, and they're going to mix up what animal it is, and therefore it's not minkara. Next, egel, upar, and apar sheshachton l'shem pesach v'asham lirtu. That should work. Why? Because the egel upar v'pesach v'asham. Leka, no such thing. A Pesach has to be less than a year old. So what do you mean? You brought a par, no such thing.
A goat, you mean
a goat, right, exactly. So Gemara says, in a chanani, you're right. Umay zvachim, what did we mean when we said that zvachim, this halacha does not apply, and we don't ignore your thoughts by zvachim? Rove zvachim. Rove the time we ignore it. Rove the time your thought will batch up. Sometimes it won't. When won't it? When you bring a parah l'shem Pesach, which is ridiculous. No such thing. So what was it? It was really an asham. You're right. 90% of the time, I will hold by asham, by karbanos, that it's a bachav, because we're not minkara. Okay, that one case you have, you got me. It says, oh, you're right, rov. You're right.
So according to everybody, do you bring a parah as
an asham? No, only according to Rav Shimon. Only, we don't hold like this anyway. That the mice is minkara. We don't hold like that. We hold that your thoughts are problems. So, that was the first answer, how to explain the stira between Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon. One place he said, no lishma is good. One place he said, no lishma is not good. How do you resolve that? So Rava said, it depends what the lishma is about. If it's about the carbon itself, it's good. If it's about the baal, it's no good. Rava Amar lo kasha, a different answer. Kan, in the first brisa when we said it was good, not sure what this means. Bekomets mincha l'shum mincha. You did a mincha l'shem mincha. Kan, when is it no good? Bekomets mincha l'shum zevach. You were komets a mincha, right? For a carbon that's alive, for a zevach, for an animal. What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? You komets a mincha l'shem mincha and a komets a mincha l'shem zevach. What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
Accompaniment.
What? Accompaniment?
One is dedicated just for the mincha, nothing else but. Uh-huh. The other one is zevach. You bring stuff with it.
So when you bring a carbon mincha for a carbon mincha by itself, and you have the wrong thought, that's okay. But when you bring it to be a company, an animal, like nesachim, that's a problem. And you do the wrong thought, that's a problem. Okay. Mincha, if you have the wrong thought by a mincha, it's still good. You know why? Zos Torah ha-mincha. Torah ha-sechal minchas. All one halacha for all minchas. And the wrong thought, who cares? Mincha l'shum zevach, zos Torah ha-mincha v'zevach lokzif. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. Therefore, if you have a mincha l'shem zevach, it's a problem. Vatana, that's not what he said. That's not what Rabbi Shimon said yesterday. He said yesterday, the reason why it's good is because they b'nei she'ose ma'aseh mochichen le'kamar. He said the reason why it's good is because your ma'aseh is mochiach. How's Rava going to fit that idea into his pshat? He gave a scenario. When did Rabbi Shimon say the we ignore the thought if it's a mincha l'shum mincha? When don't we say that? If it's a mincha l'shum zevach. That's not what he said. He said because the ma'aseh is mochiach. How do you fit that in? Hachi karma. Here's what he meant to say. Rabbi Shimon meant to say. A lot of gymnastics with words over here, because it doesn't really jive. Afagaf de machshava de lo minkarihi. Fiti pasal, even though it's the wrong machshava. And it should pasal. But v'zos toros ha-mincha, torachas l'chol ha-menachos. And it doesn't pasal. Okay. Umay. And what does it mean? Aval b'zvachim ain't okayn. Right? Remember Rabbi Shimon said that yesterday? But by zvachim, I don't hold like this. Afagaf de shechita achas l'kulon. Even though shechita, the same shechita of every animal. V'zos toros ha-mincha, v'zevach lo ksiv. It still doesn't say that the zevach would work, and therefore mincha l'shem zevach doesn't work. Now, elameyata, if that's true, according to Rava, that according to Reb Shimon, every mincha is the same, then every chatas is the same. Why? Because we're going to bring a pasuk. Zos Torah is a chatas. Therefore, elameyata, chatas chelev, sheshachta l'shem chatas dam. Or l'shum chatas avodas kochavim, l'shum chatas nazir, l'shum chatas mitzora. Take sheir v'tirza. It should work. I once upon a time ate chalif, and I also ate dam. So after being a carbon for both of them, by mistake I did it. After being a carbon for both of them, I bring my chatas chalif, and I have in mind it's mechaper my chatas dam. Does that work? That doesn't work. But according to Shimon, it should work. Why? The Amar Rachmana, the Torah said, Zos Torah Sachatas, Torah Achas Achal Chatas. It should work. It should work. After all, what's the difference? What the Chatas is for? It should work. Like we just said about Mincha. What's the difference? What the Mincha is for? It doesn't make a difference. It's the wrong thought. Who cares? Wrong pan. It's all good. So why shouldn't the Chatas be the same thing? Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. Rav Shimon HaChanami. If Rav Shimon holds it, is good. You're right. According to Rav Shimon, that's true. After all, Rav Shimon holds this. L'Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, they would never agree to that. Ha'amar Rava, Chatas Chelev, Sheshachta L'Shem, Chatas Dam, L'Shem Chatas Avod Gavim, Kshera, by those he says it is good. Even the Chacham would agree. The wrong Aveira, it would say it's good. The wrong Aveira. Chelev instead of Dam, he would agree with that. However, Chatas, L'Shem Chatas Nazir, L'Shem Chatas Mitzora, Tzula, he would hold its puzzle. That he would hold its puzzle. The Rabbana would hold that's pasal. You ate dam, and you also were a nazir, and you brought the chatas, you had in mind dam, it's supposed to be for dam, and you had in mind to be for your naziris, even he would agree it's no good. Why would he agree it's no good? Listen to this fascinating line. Tahani olos ba'adayhu ninu. Because those are really olos. It's called the carbon chatas. It's not a chap or anything. You didn't do an avira. You didn't do anything wrong. Why are you bringing a chatas? Because the Torah said, when you finish your naziris, bring a chatas. It's not for a chet. A mitzora brings a chatas. Why is he bringing a chatas? It's not for a chet. The chet was he spoke lashon hara. Yeah, he was all the reasons he got the tzaraas. That's the punishment. What's he bringing a chatas for? Because the Torah said bring a chatas. What is that really? It's really a hechsher to become ikachim again, right? That's not a chatas. Rashi says.
Same thing with your letters. It's the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Same. Exactly. Exactly.
The nazir. They all look the same thing.
No, Vikel Neymar, L'Shem Olas Nazir Shachar V'Nitzes Chatas Shoshmak Sher LaHakriv. That's his first shot. His first shot is if you mix them up, it's good. If you mix up the Chatas and the Ola by a Nazir, it's good. Says Rashi. Lashon Acher, different shot. Olos Ninu, the Ein Boyin Al Chet. Did I pour for a Chet this Chatas? I pour for a Chet. El LaHachshir, It's just to be machshir you, to allow you to go to the Beis HaMikdash again. V'lo chashiv kekocho kechatas. It doesn't have the power of a chatas. That's the second answer. Third answer. V'yesh demefarshim olos ninu, sheteunin nesachim ke'ola. It requires nesachim like an ola, masha'en ke'im bechatas, and v'lo ikrahu. That's wrong. V'lo ikrahu. That's not the right pshat. Tina chatas mitzora, k'demin perak shtei midos. The tuna nesachim. Avachatas nazir, lo tuna nesachim. It's not even true. So says Rashi, use the other two pshatim. Either, if you mix them up, it's okay. Or the other answer is, the main answer is, that I say it's the main answer, because that's the answer that the Masifta used. When I read the Rashi, oh, he gives two other answers. The main answer is, because it's not really brought for a chet. It's brought just to be machshir you, to deal with kajim again, so it's not really a chatas. So to mix that up with a chatas chelev, that you can't do. That you can't mix up. Rav Shimon said you can. But he said, you can't, those chattas you can't, they're not even really two chattas. You can't mix them up, they're apples and oranges. Okay.
The Oshel says here that you do not bring chattas by itself, by nazir. You bring chattas and ola together. Is that not true?
Who said that?
People
were
thinking that the chattas was slow.
Okay.
Accompanying ola.
Works the same with you, lettuce and so on.
Right.
It doesn't do the same way.
You're supposed to bring two, so people might confuse it. You're not bringing the chattas by itself, you bring chattas with an ola.
Okay. Now, Rav Acha Brei de Rava Masni Lo Lekulu L'Psula. He said, this Amora, Rav Acha Brei de Rava Amar, no. All these mistakes by Chattas, none of them are good. Why? V'shachar Oso L'Chattas, L'Shem Oso L'Chattas. You have to have the right Chattas in mind. You can't mix that up. No such thing. Okay? No such thing. By Mincha, Rav Shimon said it's good, because he had a Pasuk. But by Chattas, we said the same thing, those stories are Chattas, but we said no, Oso means it's no good. Ravashi Amar, third way to explain the stira between Rav Shimon's. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Kan, the first case was komates, machavas, lishum, marcheshes. You made a mistake. You were komates and machavas instead of having in mind a marcheshes. Kan, the second case was the komates, minchas, machavas, lishum, minchas, marcheshes. He said the word mincha. That's a big difference. Machavas, skip the word mincha. Machavas l'shum marcheshes. If you have the wrong kli, you have the wrong kli. So b'mona ka machashev. You have the wrong kli in mind. Machshava b'mona lo pasla. Who cares about that? That doesn't passel. You have the wrong kli. It's a big deal. However, minchas machavas l'shum minchas marcheshes. But if you said the word mincha, b'mincha de pasli be machshava ka machashev. You have the wrong carbon. That's a problem. That's how Rav Ashi answers are the stira. And we said yesterday that the Mishnah could be like Rav Shimon if you hold like Rav Ashi. Right? Because the Mishnah said it's no good. Why? Because he said the word mincha. Even Rav Shimon would agree it's no good. Right? V'atana v'neisha maseh machichin alei kamar. But that's not the reason that Rav Shimon gave. The reason he gave is because your mice is mochiach. How does that answer that? How does his answer answer that? How does his answer say that? Hachikomar, again, we're going to do linguistic gymnastics to get it to say that. Afagaf de machshava minkar hi. Even though your machshava is minkar, in other words, even though what I'm doing is obvious, I'm doing A, however, tipatzel, it's still puzzle. Why is it still puzzle? Because I had the wrong, because I said the word mincha and I had the wrong thought. My avol b'zvachim ain't okay. So what does it mean when it says by zvachim no such thing? What did that mean? Meant af agaf the shechita achas lekulan. Even though there's one shechita to every carbon, zvika achas lekulan, kabbalah achas lekulan, and there's one kabbalah all that b'zvicha de paslebei b'zvicha de paslebei b'machshava kamachashev. If you have the wrong zvicha, it's a problem. Okay. Now. One second. Charva mishum belula. What about this one? We said before that if you have a wet instead of a dry, right? Amai amar Reb Shimon. Why did Reb Shimon say that it's good? Why did Reb Shimon say it's good? Why should that be good? Right? Klomar, look at Rashi in the first mid level line. Klomar, my time are alu. Why is that good? Havadei machshava dehaleka hachamana. There's no kli. So why is that good?
It's wet or dry.
What?
It's wet or dry. Is that like a machia? I mean, you're a wet thing or a dry thing. Why is that good?
So it should be good. No, because it's on the etzem carbon, not on the pan. It's on the etzem carbon. So it's on the etzem carbon. We said it's a problem. The only thing we didn't care about was pans, different pans. And who cares about that? Hit the etzem, carbon. So Gemara answers, Amale, no, l'shem bila ba'alma. You said, you didn't mention a mincha. So it's just I don't even know what you said. How do they translate that? M'shem bila ba'alma. You just had a thought, a random thought about a mixture. There's nothing to do with the mincha. So what's nothing wrong with that? Ihachi l'shem shlomim ami l'shem shlomim ba'alma. So the same thing by shlomim. That if you say the word shlomim ba'alma, and then he makes a mistake or something, it should be okay. Why? Shlomim ba'alma.
Wait a second. In the same comparison, let's say he said shlomim and mixed up the portions of the bread.
So the Gemara says, right, hachi hashta, you can't say that. Hatham zevach gufei ikri shlomim. A carbon itself is called a shlomim. So to say shlomim ba'alma, that means a shlomim. That means a carbon. So to say shlomim ba'alma, I wasn't talking about kavanah, there's just so much shlomim stam ba'alma. There's no such thing. It's a carbon. Why? How do you know that? Dichsiv, Makav is Dama Shlomim. Hazorik is Dama Shlomim. Hacha, Mincha Gufa Miyukri Belula? Is a Mincha called Belula? Belula means mixed. I said, I'm going to bring a mixed. What is that? It's nothing. It's not a Mincha, it's nothing. Therefore, he said that, it's nothing.
No, and Shimon, that's not correct, though.
Because why?
If you bring a Mincha without any oil attached to it, you've got nothing.
So, can I ask you a question? V'chal Mincha Belula B'Shem Enksiv, but it says V'chal Mincha Belula B'Shem Enksiv. Right? So, Gemara says, you're right. Belula B'Shem Enikri. Belula b'shemen is a problem. Belula stam lo ikri. Belula by itself is not a problem.
What is that?
That's nothing. He said, I'm bringing the chair. That's not a carbon. So I meant to bring an animal, but I said the word chair. That's ridiculous. Same thing by belula. He said the word belula. It doesn't mean anything. So therefore, if you brought a carbon, it's valid. Ah, you had a wrong thought in your head. That's not a thought. Okay. Now, kula karabalo amri. Nobody wanted a whole like rabba. Right, there's three machlokas. Nobody wanted a whole like Rab. Rab was the longest one. We spent the most time on him. What was his pshat? There's a difference between Kachim and Bailam. No one wanted a whole like that. The Ad Rabba, Machshava Deminkru Apostle Bachmana. Just the opposite of what Rabba said. Rabba said that if a mice is mochiach, then your thought goes away. The exact opposite is the halacha. Right? Rashi says, carbon. You can't change avodas. You can't do that. Just the opposite. Thoughts are very chashev in when it comes to hilchos karbanos. Just the opposite. Rabbi said.
Rabbi said the same thing as Rabbi Shimon.
What? He's explaining Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi said, no. You know what Rabbi Shimon meant? You know why sometimes it's good? Because we don't care about thoughts when the mice is mochiach. There's no such thing like that. The Gemara says not. The Torah says not like that. Rabbi Kobo didn't answer like that.
He's partially right.
I know, he is partially right. I know. The Gemara shoots him down, right? Karavalo Amri, nobody wanted a whole like Rava, because the halacha came out from Rava, that you can have the wrong chatas, and it's going to be good. Zos Torah, lo mashmalu. Nobody wanted to say that. Right? And as a matter of fact, he even said it at the end. No one holds like that. You got the wrong chatas, and it's good. I brought a chatas chelev instead of a chatas dam, it's good. Nobody says that. Right? And Kirvashi lo Amri, Mishum Kusha Dervacha Bered Derava. Nobody wanted to hold like Ravashi, because Ravacha's question. What was Ravacha's question? The Belula question. So we gave some cheap answer. No, Belula doesn't mean anything. It's an abstract word. Because of that question, nobody wanted to hold like that.
We just ran out of people.
What?
We just ran out of people.
What do you mean?
That's everybody.
Right, that's those three. So that's the Zesiri Machlokas. Each one had their own shita. Nobody would agree with the other one.
Right.
Right. Right. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.